At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Oh, man. You know, isn't it interesting how we live in this day and age? Like, we always dreamed of what the future could be, and then it turns into this slop of shit. Like, I mean, like that. What else can you call it? I mean, you obviously put somebody in that doesn't even care about the country into a state where everybody, you know, into a public office where everything else is already in disarray because people act like a bunch of giant a-holes to one another. And then comes the concept of that people don't really comprehend what they listen to or are bombarded by on the daily now because of diminished attention spans. You know, it gets harder to even want to make content sometime because, as we all know, the narrative that is presented by random-ass people on the internet is usually the right one, rather than taking the time to decipher it and saying that, guess what, this is all a bunch of hogwash. And you know, the truth is, most of the people that are sitting there are usually lying through their teeth anyway because they just want to get views. And am I one of them? No, but we're going to talk about it on the show tonight. Welcome to the J-Man Show here on
J360 Radio!
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? Welcome back to the J-Man Show for episode 359. I am your host, J-Man, of course, and we have quite a bit of things to talk about because do you guys understand the media you consume? Do you really understand that the ads that are being thrown to you now? Do you understand, like, the TikTok ads that you subscribe to and you find funny? Or do you really know, like, some of this stuff is being used to actually sell you as the product? Wild, isn't it? Yeah. See, some people will always say that media literacy is dead. And I always look at it like this. Media literacy is not dead. What it is that we are constantly distracted all the time. Sometimes rationale is usually the last thing on anybody's mind. Especially over the many, many years that social media has been around. Instead of people actually looking at it for what it is and saying, well, you know, this is just somebody's take on something that's happening right now. And, you know, he or she did not give me any of the sources that I need to go ahead and look into this and say, like, whether it's true or whether it's false or, you know, at the same time, just ignore it. See, nowadays, everybody has that whole thing where, you know, they don't trust the media at all, rather than, like, you need to ask questions. And I always tell people this, you know what? Asking questions is important. Now, there are moments where people go too far and they already had the answer upon their question and they keep asking the same question. You know what I mean? That's just the work of an asshole. But if there is a question that is answered and it really, really hits the right notes, and if you're able to decipher it and see, like, if it sounds reasonable or not, then that's the way that works out. You know what I mean? That's what you have for now. Is there a lot of sensationalism and propaganda in media? Hell yeah. All that stuff that's going on right now that you're seeing. Like, say, for example, how quite a bit of media properties and billionaires that run those media properties, like Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post, actually gave money to Trump. In addition to Mark Zuckerberg now giving money to Trump also, and saying that we're getting rid of the fact-check function that we have. I mean, for better or worse, I'm kind of glad that they are. But at the same time, people are over-reliant on AI and coding. And, you know, they believe anything that's thrown up in front of them. You know what I'm saying? Quite a lot of people on the older folks side usually are too, because there are times where they don't ask questions about like this stuff unless that person actually worked in that industry before. You know what I'm saying? Like, ask yourself, how does Fox News have fans? Usually the older people that are at home, they're sitting there watching that stuff. They take it in. And then all of a sudden they think that way is fact. It's kind of like when InfoWars was huge at the time and Alex Jones could not be, you know, he was untouchable there for a little bit until he started talking that Sandy Hook nonsense. And then, you know, the rest is history. Like, these people get fan bases because they say the same thing that people think about and theorize and then all this other stuff, but they don't rationalize and think this stuff out, is what I'm saying. Like, you know, you can look at Donald Trump about the same way, too. Like, all the stuff he says. And you know what's funny? What's really, really funny about all this stuff? This all happened before. You know what I mean? This is nothing new. For somebody like me that's in their 30s and all that kind of stuff, seeing this crap, this all happened before. Way back in 2016. Everybody was angry at somebody. Everybody had a straw man. Everybody had a hair up their ass. Everybody was always talking about this, that, and the other. And then in the end, you wonder this. Did we actually solve anything? Even with Trump in office, even with full Republican rule, other than, like, you know, bleeding out and crying that this is not the way America works and stuff, where some people, they'll be like, yeah, this is exactly the America I wanted, until something important to them is wrecked, you know? Now, you're probably wondering, what does that have to do with media literacy? Well, like I said before, media literacy is like when you are critically, when you look at the media that surrounds you and that you actually ask questions, you're like, well, does this make sense? Is this really exactly what we're going for? Or, you know, like when you watch any sort of property that's made by Lucasfilms, aka Disney or any of that stuff, and you just say, like, okay, I see how this all is a pattern. Because every single one of these things, usually mainstream, are a pattern. And what stories they're trying to tell. Like, exactly who stuck the structure on this one? Who's using the hero's journey on this story right here? Like, you can kind of see how many times this stuff is being made and what it's being made to do. But, you know, like I said before, as we are pretty much, I don't know if you know this, but the ads that are on YouTube are reckless as hell. Like, anytime you see, like, a large ad that goes through there that has nothing to do or any real relevance to you, and it's sitting there playing, and it takes, like, not even past 30 seconds. Sometimes I think they're aiming for 40 seconds, you know, to go ahead and tell you this nonsense that has nothing to do with you. Like, such as, like, you can get this great home loan or you can get this nice auto insurance that's not even offered in your area and all this other extra shit. You know what I mean? You're wondering, how is this getting ad time when there's real stuff out there that don't get ad time? You know what I'm saying? And the fact that it takes too long and you're sitting there waiting for this thing to skip and you hit the skip button and then all of a sudden you have a credible ad that might be relevant to you, but it goes through in like 5 seconds. Because it's like arguing with somebody that needs to have the last word. You know what I'm saying? It's just really a shame. That's why I always say, like, you know what? Don't be afraid to argue sometimes. Don't be afraid to look at the landscape of media or digital literacy and just be like, you know what? What the hell are we even doing anymore? What is this? Like, why is this even here? I mean, is this all about bot data or is this like collecting information because apparently they think it's relevant to me and stuff like that? Like, why is this even here? And then, like, here's another thing. You know, you try to keep yourself safe every year and utilize like a VPN or utilize like a way to block all that stuff away. And in a way, that's a market too. You know what I'm saying? And as that is a market and all that kind of stuff, it should be standard for us without technical pay and all that kind of stuff to be able to defend ourselves against like these damn companies and what they want to do. But of course, you know, what with digital literacy and all that kind of stuff, you got to stay up on your skills because they're doing whatever they can to try to change stuff. And remember what I tell you guys on these many, many episodes, there is always the gray area where people try to aim for it. You know what I mean? Whether it could be like a male or female influencer, somebody out there is usually somebody selling something. And chances are it could be some rare times is the stuff that they even use, And you know what? Rare times is even something you need. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's kind of like when, what was it, Skillshare, when Skillshare was floating around, and then you realize, like, all of the influencers that was over here talking about, they know their best skills through Skillshare, and all of them never even used the damn thing. You know, it's kind of like with Masterclass, like, at least Masterclass had people who use it. But again, because we are so easily misled into this stuff, and we're bombarded by all this crap all the time, to the point where even our retention and our attention skills are lower than a goldfish's now. It's to the point where it's like, you know, I guess maybe the ones that are sitting there saying media literacy is dead, they might have a point. But what it is that we need people to actually unplug from this stuff. Look, I know that I've been working on this content and all this stuff for close to 10 years, you know, regarding the J360 radio division, and then pretty much 20 years with everything else. But, you know, if you ever take the time, like, really unplug, like, whatever sort of thing that you use, look for the log off button, if anything. Make sure you know how to get away from this stuff and don't siphon through it every day, kind of like the elders do. Or, you know, worse, the kids, the young kids are really, really into this stuff. And the truth is that, you know, they shouldn't be so into it. You know what I mean? It should be treated like our technology at best should be treated to work for us, not the other way around. You understand what I'm saying? And it's okay to, like, look at books and go read them and stuff like that. It's okay to be like, you know, I'm just going to sit here and chill, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's always a way. Like, it's kind of like with analog technology or, like, other ways to get your fix, and you know how to get away from stuff. You know, like, say, like, and I used to love this, because there were times, like, even with PlayStation 4 or 5, you know, you could appear offline, which is always good. But then there's the moment where, you know what, if you don't want to be online all the time, go ahead to the PS2 and some cases, the PS3. You don't need to be online. Nobody needs to see you. You know, you got it all handled and done. And, you know, you can see a lot of weird stuff going on with social media right now, because almost all of them gave to Trump, and a lot of them are getting away from fact-checking. I mean, if Twitter ever did fact-checking, I mean, I'm sure it probably did at one point, but they do community notes, just like, well, Facebook's about to do community notes, so I guess they all had a little meeting and talked and, you know, made out with each other and stuff and decided that this is the best way to run things. Whereas deep down, I'm going to tell you this, the way things are looking, I'm going to be scaling away from it for a little while. Because I got other stuff for you guys, and a lot of y'all that pay attention and know where I'm at and all that kind of stuff, you'll know where to see the content and everything else. I didn't say anything about quitting and deleting the pages, no. But what I'm saying is, it's just like, social media is secondary to my life. And then not to mention, you know, be able to have the conversation about, like, the media consumption that we have around here. Like, certain news stories are far cry from when Walter Cronkite was living and stuff like that. Or, like, you know, Jim Lear from NewsHour was doing his own thing. And you know what I'm saying? Nowadays, just all this crusading and sensationalism and protest this and protest that. And, you know, like, all those protests throughout the years leading into 2010, 2020 have been going on for, you know, back to back to back, to the point where nobody even cares what you're protesting anymore. Because not used as a last resort. Even with rioting, people are sitting there, they're not afraid of rioting anymore. Because they know that these people will destroy their own neighborhoods. See, like, when you take action like this, right? You gotta make sure you're fighting for the right cause. And you gotta make sure that you know what the hell you're fighting for and what you're standing up against. And that's on anything. You know what I mean? There should not be a whole thing where people are sitting there fighting against racial equity. But there is a thing. You know, like, I understand, like, a lot of y'all do not like DEI. I don't really care for, like, the way DEI is ran, like, anything, because I believe in, you know, natural diversity. Like, I would never hate you for being different than me. You're different to me. I find it fascinating, so I'm trying to get to know you and what you're all about. You know what I mean? But if there are, like, flaws in my personality or flaws in your personality that really ain't meshing well with my whole environment and the way I'm living and stuff, you know, that's not a race thing. That's just like, you know, I don't like you because of what you just did. You know, like how some people resort to violence and they have no qualms for what they did? Whereas I look at it, you know, resort to violence if there is no other way. You know what I mean? Like if you're standing up for yourself or anything. People actually try to hurt people and stuff and think it's okay. Or because they are so scared of somebody else coming into their little group and taking it over or some stuff. It's weird to me. But, you know, like, there are people out there like that. You know, whatever the case may be. And I always say this when it comes to, like, any sort of trauma or any sort of things like that. Can you, like, work that out? Can you actually go and talk to somebody to get all of that fixed and realize that it's not always about you? Some people are just naturally gifted at being attention getters. And some people, you know, they light up a room. And God knows why that is, but it's a good thing that they do. And you shouldn't be so hard on them about it. You know? I wish people would understand that from time to time. We are all different. And then in some ways, we're all connected. And we all should work together as a community. You know, like your government are all filled with business people and people that sold out a long time ago. And it's so sad to see that because, like, guess what? We're supposed to be the greatest country. We're supposed to be setting an example. But all we're setting an example for is that we're trying to go for older days that should never even come back. There should be no reason why any of this stuff is even on the table right now. Especially when you got problems and stuff like that that need to be solved. You know? For the life of me, and I hate to hurt people's feelings on this, but I'm going to because you're going to need to hear this. I don't see Trump being the president for all people. I don't see him solving any of this stuff. All I see is more BS rhetoric that comes out of his mouth. While, like, what's really going on is going on in the backstages. And then, like, you know what? What we need will not get done until much, much later. And then what he wants to do will probably get the forefront. But even then, it doesn't go through because it violates part of the Constitution and amongst other things. You know? The shit is ridiculous when it comes to that. And then, well, you know, when you look at your media outlets and you look at, like, the stuff that's thrown at us and it's always the end is nigh and all that kind of stuff and it's always like, nothing's going to stop all this. It's going to continue to go on forever and ever. We got no damn solution. It's always a fucking problem. And you sit there for a moment, you're like, how is any of that necessary? Do you see what I'm saying? And that's why sometimes you don't want to be a part of anything because, oh, this is the way they keep going. This is what they always want to do. This is like, you know, if there's absolutely no chance, why should I get involved? And you see, like, when you hear people seeing all that stuff, instead of deciphering it, instead of actually saying, well, if they're saying all this stuff and they want me to stay tuned to what's going on, doesn't this mean that they need me pretty much to keep their numbers afloat in addition to going ahead and buying products that don't make any damn sense?
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Think about it. You know? And we're scared of people actually wishing us well, aren't we? Isn't this society so ass backwards now that, you know, somebody's saying, hey, I hope you're doing well. I hope that you get that house. I hope that you get all that stuff that you're looking for and everything. And then you look at them all weird. You're like, what is that supposed to mean? And all that kind of stuff. Whereas somebody is really trying to wish you well. You know, I do it all the time. I'll wish you well. I mean, I got my own damn stuff that I'm doing, but I'll wish you well. You don't need to be getting all bent out of shape and hurting the ass because of, you know, I'm just wishing you well and I'm doing great over here. You know, I don't ask for much, y'all. A little bit of respect, a little common decency, you know what I mean? And to really just look at it and say, like, this isn't great, you know? But it could be, you know what I mean? And when I always talk about, like, how the future can be, we can improve this stuff, but you got to learn to let things go. Like, you know, if certain things like such as like MCU or such as like, you know, Star Wars or any of these franchises out here are just not fulfilling for you. Okay, cool. What is? What are some other things that you like? Are there actual other comics that you want to read? Are there actual things that you would like to put out there to market and stuff like that? Well, then that's why you run a business, right? I mean, that's why I started mine. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe all stories deserve to be told. And then I know that they're not telling the stories that I'm aware of and all that kind of stuff. And note, I didn't say anything about the audience. Because the audience will be there. The audience will always grow. This is my one thing where I disagree with feminists and all that kind of crap. You threw out the 40-year-old white dude, right? Right. Did you solve anything? Hell no, you didn't. All those girl boss movies, they tanked because at the end of the day, you kept going after that demographic. And here's the thing. It's a demographic. Money is money. Stop pissing off fan bases like that. Go for the money and then just keep on doing certain things. Because according to y'all, media literacy is dead, right? So you can get away with it. But you see, the problem with that is it isn't as dead as you think it is. And some of y'all talk too damn much. You don't realize what you're saying. And like with some people, if there's one thing people will understand this in this time, they know how to be easily offended over any damn thing. So yeah, by you doing that kind of stuff, you've gotten their attention. But you know what? You don't have like some of them ducking down and, you know, falling in line like some of those sycophants and those enablers are. You got plenty of them that are really, really pissed off and they're saying no with their wallet, or they're going ahead and they're doing their own thing. They start their own YouTube channels, their own blogs, all that kind of stuff. And in a way, did you oversaturate the market? Yeah, by the time as you heard that kind of stuff. And then, of course, you know, there are people out there who do not want to hear the opposition when it comes into their lives. And I notice that, too. It's the most wildest shit when I hear that. They do not want to hear, like, the opposition to things, even though it's natural. And I'm going to tell you guys this, right? See, on this show, usually I am arguing. And I argue very well, don't I? But the thing about it is that you got to know how to argue. Not bicker, argue. Arguing means like, you know, that's just a different set of ideas and stuff like that. It's the same thing like when you're dealing with, you all call it woke, but I call it what it is, feminist podcasts. Like when you have feminist podcasts out here and they're over there selling that rhetoric about like all men need to die and all men this and all men that. You know what I mean? As a man myself, I would take offense to that and I would say, well, what the hell makes you think that I need to follow anything you say when you're already violating my rights by telling me like what I can do and can't do and all that kind of stuff? Because here's the thing. I never told you that you were a second-class citizen. I never made you feel like bad about having a job or not having kids or any of that stuff. That's some sort of personal shit that you decided to share with everybody else instead of going and confronting it or taking accountability and saying, you know what, that's not true. I'm going to do it my way and all that other stuff. And don't be taking those problems out on people who want traditional relationships and everything. You know what I'm saying? Because the whole adage is strength in numbers, right? And of course, they don't want you to decipher that bullshit, so they're going to go ahead and tell it to you quick. You hear what I'm saying? That's why that stuff is what it is. Or it's like any of those people who right-wing conspiracy theorists and all that kind of stuff. They don't want you to have no conversation against them about what the hell they've been breathing in and living by for the last 10 years. They want you to always believe in what the hell they're saying and stuff. And then as you believe in that stuff, then all of a sudden you feel as though you're part of a group. And then, you know, hey, belonging to a group is awesome, isn't it? But you know at what cost? Because if you had that moment where you actually tell them something that gets them thinking and so that, do they appreciate it? Hell no, because they're going to be like this. Oh, you're saying all this stuff, you're going against Trump. That's not the way that works. MAGA's a cult, people. That is exactly how that works. When you hear people try to say all that kind of stuff and everything else, and they want to subjugate you to something, they are scared out of their mind about the stuff that you could come up with. Everybody's afraid of opposition in some form. And it might not be opposition. It might just be a conversation. But you know what? That's the kind of literacy and that's the kind of understanding that needs to be brought back here. Like, people really need to take a long look at everything around them from this year all the way to 2020, let's say 2026, 27 for the midterm, and then see like how it goes until the end of this second term of Trump. Because here's how it goes. If we are still at the same spot we were in like 2026, that goes to show that I was right. And you know what? Nothing was fucking solved over a period of 4 years. Just lies, manipulation, and foolishness, and all sorts of things. And then at that point, we probably won't even have no literacy of any kind. Because they try to block all the books out. Nobody wants to talk about what really happened. They want to talk about what makes them feel good. Whereas you look at like feminists and their way of how their feelings are, you'd be surprised that the right wing is no real different from them. You know what I'm saying? And it's really weird because if you think about it, the United States has a weird foreign policy with a lot of these other countries too. We could talk about them as well. Because at the end of the day, that's all we could really do is talk about it. But you know, I've noticed this though. People love to forget. They're banking on that, like memory retention and all that stuff. They're banking on you to forget. Just like with Hollywood going up in flames right now, all the wildfires and all those crazy winds that have been blowing through here. I mean, what you think was going to happen? I mean, because some of those wildfires, they didn't go out. It don't take much for something to ignite and start up, and especially if it's not able to be contained or whatever. And I hope that the people that live out there in the West Coast, I hope a lot of y'all are okay. I really do. I don't want nothing to happen to you. You know what I'm saying? But that uncharted territory and all that dangerous area and stuff, you know, doesn't take much for all that stuff to activate. And it's ironic, too, with all that stuff going on over here and all the snowmageddon happening over here. Yeah, it's interesting. But as I say this, keep in mind, it's 2025, and it's been 2025 for barely 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? We ain't seen nothing yet. So I always look at it like this. Got to keep on riding this out, and then all of a sudden, hopefully we get better. Because, you see, once again, you look at the government, you're like, well, that's a shit show, isn't it? But we need to come together as a community, and we need to work together and do the right thing and be better than our government if we can. If we can. And that's what I usually say about these things. But yeah, when it comes to media literacy, if you know something is wrong, and if you know like the wrong message is being sent to you, whether it be from any of these alpha podcasts or any of these, you know, these red pill podcasts or whatever the lie is, you got to think this. You got to look at it with a grain of salt sometimes, and you got to really ask questions. You know what I mean? Like when Kevin Samuels was around and he was over there, a lot of people think that he was talking down on the women, and he was to a point. But he was also talking about how things could get better. And not to mention, he's an image consultant for men who have no image and stuff. There's a lot of men out there who could use a lot of help in addition to a lot of women, too. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, for every terrible man on this planet, there's an equally terrible woman on this planet too. And most of the time it's like this. Everybody has the ability to complain and put stuff out here on the internet to go ahead and push some sort of cause or whatever. So like I say, you got to look at it with a grain of salt and you got to ask questions. And then you got to look at your media literacy skills and you got to critically think, well, why is this here? What exactly is the agenda? What is this all about? And how does it concern me? Why is this person always in my algorithm and stuff? You know? And that goes for other content creators. Oh, did you see like the commentary channels are all sitting there saying, we have a slot problem on YouTube. Yeah, y'all it. Every damn one of you over there is spouting that shit off. And you made money off of it. Now, if you that damn worried about the nature of your content and all that kind of stuff, well, here's the thing. You've been doing that crap for damn near, some of them have been doing it for 5 years on end. You know what I mean? But finally, the jig is up. So whoever's been paying attention to that stuff, well, that just proves that media literacy isn't dead. Now, is it? You know what I mean? Like I said, some of the people on YouTube, all they ever did was make their claim to fame by not really creating things. You know what I'm saying? They made their claim to fame because he's sitting there with a disembodied voice talking about things that you and I might be thinking about to a point. And at the same time, talking about somebody else on the internet who either did something slimy or just something not as slimy as they did. Or somebody's mad about like how somebody has another fan base or somebody who's jealous, who might be jealous of somebody else for making an independent comic without going through anybody else and shit. Which is kind of the point of an independent media-based property. You know, it's just weird to me how we got all into this situation. Like, even my show, from time to time, I talk about stuff. But the point is this. When it comes right down to, like, the nature of what is presented out here and stuff like that, some of these people could be doing a lot better, too. You know? I did a lot of growing outside of YouTube. In addition to, like, you know, the content that was on, like, Spreaker and all the rest of them. People were like, why you put them on YouTube? Why you put them on YouTube? Because YouTube is not the center point of my life. Now, see, now it's a little different because guess what? There's an outlet to that. And, like, you're getting all of the episodes on YouTube. In addition to, like, you're getting all, even all the jams on YouTube, which is really cool. Like, some people are like, well, you know, you talked about the Spotify channels and stuff. I certainly did because, well, for one thing, that's where Joe Rogan and all the rest of them damn people are. But like I said, you need a different voice to hear other than him. You know, you need a different voice to hear other than all of those people that talk about the possibility of things that could happen. Whereas somebody like me will actually tell you the truth about things and tell you how we got to this point. And then hopefully we can get away from it when it's just too damn toxic to maintain and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to be sitting over saying, my lifestyle is going to be destroyed unless Trump be in office. I'm going to go ahead and make... You notice that it's rich people saying this shit, right? Most of the time, it is rich people that get TV time, and they say all this dumbass rhetoric. And they're the same ones that'll flex in front of you talking about record-making profits. Why is that a thing? You know what I mean? They hoping that you stay hooked up to Netflix, Max, and the Disney bundle and all that kind of stuff. They hoping that you never break free from that stuff because they got you by some sort of trigger and keeping you there. See, me myself, I mean, like, I got Netflix. And I mean, like, you know, Happy Gilmore 2 better hurry along because as soon as that's there and I done seen it, I'm not coming back. Then again, what about Glass Onion 3, Jay? I ain't worried about it. And then again, it's not Glass Onion, it's Knives Out 3, but hey, whatever. Some people will tell me that stuff, you know. But as I tell you guys, like, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in what we ingest in and what we spend our, most of our time doing and stuff like that. And that's when we got to take control about things and we really need to be like, look, I'm not standing for this. This is not the way this is going to work. We're going to break away from it. You know what I mean? Because all this stuff serves you, not you serving it. Get what I'm saying? And that's why, like, media literacy is important. That's why digital literacy is important. It's time for us to stop being controlled by social media and all this stuff and really start taking back, like, being responsible for what we have done and then make sure we maintain that responsibility for where we're going. And it's kind of like for those of you that are going to realize, like, what you voted for. You know what I mean? If you see all this stuff, I'm not going to take the time to say, well, it's your own damn fault and you did it to yourself. That was an example. That didn't really happen. But, you know, learn from this. Learn from this, get away from it, and the best way to get away from it is logging off, like I said. Don't suck all this stuff in all the time, you know? Know when to say, like, I'm breaking away from all this. I'm going to be doing a lot more responsibility with my money and everything else so that I can go ahead and get where I need to be at. You see what I'm saying? There are ways of doing this. You can have your American dream as long as you know what the hell it is and as long as you know, like, how far you're willing to go for it. And I tell a lot of you guys this stuff. I tell a lot of people that, you know, just because things seem bleak right now doesn't mean it's going to be constantly bleak. But, hey, you know, maybe I'm not really going for clout like everybody else is. Maybe that's the problem. But, you know, I just wanted to let you guys know that kind of stuff. I know that this episode seems kind of short, but there was a lot of information to throw your way. And I want you all to become media literate. I want you all to become confident about everything else, because you see what happens when everybody else is too relaxed about this kind of stuff and things. And I'm not saying too anxious. I'm not saying be anxious. I'm just saying be aware. Educate yourself on the issues, because a lot of information is still free while it is, you know? So, got to go ahead and get up and go for things and be about stuff. And just remember these, you know, that we can still make changes. And we can all still come together as a group and do a lot of cool stuff, which is why J360 Jams is happening tomorrow. And we're going to have one hell of a party, because I think, once again, we deserved it, you know? But let me get on out of here. Y'all take care of yourselves. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.
Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.